This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Monday that the latest proposal to secure the release of hostages in Gaza is strong and compelling. VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
During a joint press conference with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, Secretary Blinken said there is strong alignment among the countries involved in negotiations to obtain the release of hostages in Gaza.
With Qatar and Egypt playing a critical role in mediating, working between Israel and Hamas, I believe the proposal is a strong one and compelling one that, again, offers some hope that we can get back to this process.
CIA Director William Burns on Sunday met Sheikh Mohammed, as well as the head of Israel's Mossad intelligence service and the head of Egyptian intelligence, for talks described as constructive by Israel, Qatar, and the United States, although they do note significant gaps remain. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Officials with the U.S. Defense Department at the Pentagon on Monday said Washington is not seeking conflict with Iran, a day after an Iranian-backed group killed 3 U.S. soldiers and wounded some soldiers.
We certainly don't seek a war, and frankly, we don't see Iran wanting to seek a war with the United States.
Pentagon spokesperson Sabrina Singh blamed Iran for enabling attacking groups with and said that the latest carried the footprints of an Iran-backed Hezbollah group. Israel's military brought foreign journalists to an area of southern Gaza where its forces had destroyed an Islamic cemetery and a mosque in the process of unearthing tunnels used by Hamas militants. Militants say it's found Hamas command and control center and a tunnel that ran underneath both the mosque and the cemetery. This is VOA News. Ukrainian strikes on Russian border city, as well as the attacks elsewhere in fuel facilities and arms producers, have damaged President Vladimir Putin's attempts to reassure his country that their lives have been largely untouched by the nearly two-year-old war. As he ramps up his re-election campaign ahead of the presidential vote in March, the Kremlin wants to maintain an air of normalcy. Protesting farmers have encircled Paris with tractor trailer barricades and battle with the government over their industry's future. The movement in France is another manifestation of a global food crisis worsened by Russia's war in Ukraine. A major food producer, French farmers argue that higher prices for fertilizer and other inputs have eaten into the norms, and that France's massively subsidized farming sector is overregulated and hurt by food imports from countries with fewer constraints. Kenyan President William Ruto says that he will appeal a ruling last week rejecting a planned deployment of Kenyan police officers to Haiti. VOA's Mariam Diallo reports.
Friday's court ruling didn't come as a surprise because procedure was not followed, said Dr. Francis Hayundi, assistant professor of international law at the United States International University Africa in Nairobi.
The thinking was that only the armed forces can be sent or deployed outside the territory of the country and not the police service.
Hayundi told VOA that the court action puts President Ruto in a difficult position, coming after the UN Security Council approved a Kenya-led multinational security force aimed at helping combat violent gangs in the troubled Caribbean nation. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
Authorities in the U.S. northeastern state of Massachusetts have arrested a man for allegedly threatening to bomb synagogues and kill members of the state's Jewish community. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn Riffmore.
Authorities allege 59-year-old John Reardon called a local synagogue last week, leaving a voicemail that threatened to kill congregants and bomb the temple. And 10 minutes later, he's accused of threatening another synagogue and a Jewish organization, mentioning the deaths of Palestinians in Israel. He's now charged with using a facility of interstate commerce to threaten a person or place with harm. The state's acting U.S. attorney says the threats are deeply disturbing and reflect an increasing torrent of anti-Semitism across the country. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Tom McNeil.